The Federal Communications Commission has awarded the La Crosse School District a license for a low-power FM radio station. The district won out over two other applicants, in part because they weren't local. Superintendent Jerry Kember says the decision surprised him since the district applied for the license more than 4 years ago, before he was superintendent. Kember says they have 18 months to get a radio station up and running. He says the idea behind the application is to give students a hands-on experience.
We were thinking that perhaps there would be a student-operated radio station, you know, through perhaps some high school classes or through a high school mass communications kind of curriculum. So that's what we've got to research right now. That's what we've got to look into. And again, if we find out that the expectations requirements are too expensive, then, you know, that'll be the end of the project. So we have to really look at what we can afford and how well it'll serve students.
Kember was also surprised to read in the application the district plans to broadcast religious-based programming. He doesn't know how that happened.
I really can't speak to that, other than I can assure you that it would be student programming. It would be about student learning. It would not be Christian broadcasting or Focus on the Family or any other type syndicated show. If it were something that we were going to do, it would be something produced here by, with students and for students.
Kember says if the district can't go forward with student-based programming, it won't accept the license. Since the application was filed, district finances have gotten tighter. Kember says it's unclear whether the district can even afford equipment to run a radio station. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.